Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Do you give a screen, an iPad or a phone or whatever it is to a child as a digital soother to keep them calm? Well, if you do, there's research that suggests you might be creating an angry little monster. Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology and early childhood education, also the author of Perfectly Imperfect Parenting, is with me. Tell me about the research that is scaring the bejesus out of us, Mary.
Hi, Cormac. Well, I think most of us probably already know that screen time can have an impact on our little ones. So even just being on a phone for a short period of time, playing a game, releases dopamine. So that's a feel-good chemical, if you like. So when we remove the dopamine, when the game stops, it results in irritability. But this new research from Canada is really interesting because it's talking about not only what happens in the moment, but it's talking about long term. So what they found was children who were frequently given devices. So this is not about doing it the odd time. Mm-hmm. It's if parents are frequently giving children phones or iPads, whatever it might be, to soothe their distress, it was resulting in anger management issues when they were older.
So
you're doing it very often. What they found was parents were doing it to soothe the child, maybe to stop a tantrum or whatever. But because of that, early childhood is such an important stage for learning to regulate your emotions. So these children were not learning to how to self-regulate. So long term, they were having anger management problems. So it's a big one, Cormac.
So when you say long term, so you give a screen to a toddler, a 2-year-old, let's say, to keep them quiet at dinner time at a restaurant or whatever. What is long term? Are we talking at the age of 4, 5, 6?
This actual study, what it did was it looked at children a year later.
Okay.
So the children who were being given the screens were children who then were having bigger anger management problems when
they
were
older. Mary, what about the terrible threes? They're supposed to be angry, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They're always a bit iffy at that age. None of them are good at self-regulation at that age, but that's part of it, you see, because they just don't learn automatically to self-regulate. They learn from co-regulation. So our little ones learn when we're calm in the face of their challenging behavior, they learn to self-regulate. So basically, they need us to model calm when they are feeling stressed. But if we just shove a screen in front of them, they're not actually going through that whole process. Now, I must say as well, though, Cormac, let's not parent shame either. We've all done it occasionally.
Well, for sure.
Everybody has.
I was just going to say, if you're out in a restaurant with a child and they're throwing beans at the other table, without a screen, they won't learn much emotional regulation from me, I can tell you. What is a parent to do?
We all do it.
What is a parent to do?
You know, I honestly think, Cormac, there is no problem in doing this occasionally. It's like everything in life, isn't it? In moderation. But the problem here was, what they were finding was, parents were becoming completely reliant. So it wasn't just being out that odd time in a restaurant. And in fact, the parents that they found were most likely to do it was parents of children who already were struggling. So the children who were struggling with anger, they were struggling with frustration, it was their parents were much more likely. So it's nearly becoming a little self-fulfilling prophecy. So sometimes instead of doing this, and we do it often because we're mortified, mm-hmm. we're just mortified if they're going to make a show of us in public. So what we're saying is instead of that, we actually need to help to teach them about emotional regulation. So if we avoid frustration all the time, they won't learn. Instead, sometimes let them feel that frustration and sort of coach them about emotions.
Oh my God, that's difficult though, isn't it? When they're going crazy?
Oh, it is. It is. And the restaurant is not the place to do it. You know, in all honesty, if I'm in the restaurant, okay, you have the screen here. No, it's more when you're at home. Actually, we talk about practicing the pause. You know, when your child throws a tantrum or they just have this little explosion and it triggers all these emotions in us. If we practice the pause and be calm, that's key.
Yeah, I'm just laughing because practicing the pause before you absolutely burst
Yes. Holding your breath while doing it is not recommended. But you know, sometimes we need to empathize with them. You, if you think about little ones and we think about them throwing tantrums, they're actually not being bold. A child who throws a tantrum is struggling with the situation they find themselves in. They don't have the skills to cope with that situation, okay, and they explode. That if we can actually understand that and try and empathize with them, sometimes empathize with us as adults, it's not easy either, but if we know they're having a tough time, it can help us to stay calm and actually then when they come down, talk to them about emotion rather than just shoving that screen under their nose.
Do you know what? I'd love to hear from parents who've actually gone through this and have stopped screen time. And actually, if they've noticed any difference at all, I'd love for you to text me to 51551. Or if you're in the midst of it, all right, will you listen? Will you listen to Dr. Mary O'Kane? I think you should. She's the expert. Mary, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks a million, Cormac.